ANC's presidential candidate, Hassan Ayariga, has conceded defeat and praised Ghanaians for conducting peaceful elections. At a news briefing at his campaign office in Accra, Mr. Ayariga, in his usual radiant and humorous mood, thanked the security service, the media and the electoral commission for good work done. He saw the elections as very fair, free and transparent. Gloria Anderson was at the news conference and reports.
The PNC's presidential candidate brought a lot of comic relief to the 2012 general elections with his popular Ayarigades and Ayarikop slogans. Dressed in a blue and white smock and in his usual happy mood, Mr. Hassan Ayariga conceded defeat and said he has a lot of confidence in the EC and is sure that the writing has been done. He asked Ghanaians to also have confidence in the EC and accept the results as it is.
I am proud to be a Ghanaian and I am proud to be a citizen of a country that allows citizens the freedom to choose their own leader. I am particularly very happy that my call for a peaceful election has been adhered to. The PNC has fought a good battle. I am at this point able to graciously concede defeat. And I call on all Ghanaians to continue to remain calm and be confident that the institutions of state are capable of managing the affairs of the nation.
He said the PNC has a lot of time to prepare well for the general elections and is sure the party will win the next elections.
If you look at the whole issue, we went to Congress in February and that was barely 10 months to elections. And 10 months is not so much time for someone to be able to organize and win an election. But if you look at the two major political parties, they have started campaigning 2 years or some even 3 years before the election. This time around, we will go to an early Congress and see how best we can come out with a flag bearer that will give him enough time and enough room to also start campaigning so the message will go well with people. I believe if I had another 1 month or two, then I'm very sure that this election would have been for Hassan Ayariga.
Mr. Hassan Ayariga admits that he has calmed the political scene with his happy mood.
Those of you who have witnessed past elections right from 1992 to date will testify this election with Hassan Ayariga has brought in some kind of confidence in the youth and also has made political landscape to look more likely like all that thing, but rather an inclusive kind of government where we all together can bring unity among ourselves and bring peace together. It is not a do and die affair. It must also not be a do and die affair. We want to serve the people. We must be able to unite the people. We must be able to preach peace. And we must be able to be tolerant.
On what his greatest regrets were in his political life, Hassan Ayariga said he regrets that there was no unity in the party after the campaign. The PNC has lost one of its 2 seats in parliament, but Mr. Ayariga says he's still happy that the party has representation in parliament and is sure that it will work for them. Hassan Ayariga did not say specifically whether he will contest the party's flag bearership position, but is sure that the PNC will undergo some restructuring to position it for victory in 2016.
Gloria Anderson reporting.